Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
I spoke to several people yesterday who did not know that this was this was a story.
Yeah.
I don't know how you don't know. There's a white gorgle, 60 years old, by the name of Belinda McGaw, who, and because there's litigation, we have to say, allegedly went on a racist rant. No. Can we say she went on a racist rant?
What do you mean allegedly?
She's allegedly...
What, committed a crime?
She's not... We can say it's... She's a dead
No, time. Come on, bro.
The voice note we heard was racist.
Yes. It's not allegedly.
So like, we don't throw allegedly there.
No, we heard the voice note. It's not like something happened and someone's telling us...
And it's not subjective either. What she said was objectively offensive, hurtful, hateful, and racist.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, for those of you who are hearing this for the first time, a voice note was sent by Belinda McGaw, who was in defense of pit bulls. This is not a pit bull story, by the way, so we can all calm down or rein our leash in for that one. But she went on a tirade in her defense of the pit bulls and went a little bit, well, obviously went too far. She went on to say that the black man is to blame. The black man needs be controlled or killed. She even went so far as to say black woman's uteruses need to be removed. And these are just some of the things that she went on the tirade for. And then, but this is what happened. The reason we're talking about this right now is this didn't happen in isolation. She wasn't caught on a microphone by someone else. She thought it was okay to put this down as a voice note and send it to a group.
Mm-hmm.
That is the problem. So the question I'm asking is Melinda, she claimed she had a diabetic attack of sorts. I have never seen racist Tourette's onset of diabetes in my life, by the way. This would be a first.
Yeah, the sugar industry is looking for it now.
Yeah. So that aside, this Belinda McGaw behavior.
Yes.
Are we trying to get ourselves to believe that it's a complete and utter outlier? Or are we to believe that Perhaps this institution of racism is a little bit more prevalent in our beautiful rainbow nation than we would like to believe.
Our beautiful rainbow nation.
Than we would like to believe.
So I think a lot of this kind of stuff happens. It just happens that someone in that group either had enough or shared it with the wrong person in inverted commas and it got out there. But this guy's, it happens more than we think.
So it's not an outlier. This behavior is actually common.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, look, I remember when, and I'm going to bring this up, Sky, I hope you don't mind. I remember when COVID started. Or was it the riots? No, it was riots. And Sky went with his brother to the butchery.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Darren, you know, Sky's lived in the same house for years. And when Sky and his brother got back from the butchery with all the meat that they were taking so they didn't get rioted, the groups went a bit wild the BMs that were arriving with meat. And then Sky was like, interesting though, when the food was running out, who were they coming to, you know, like to, so it is definitely, there's a sense of absolute hatred in people. Mm. And yes, guys, rape is wrong. Whether doesn't matter the color of your skin, raping someone is wrong. Hurting someone is wrong. So, you know what I mean? That's not like, because other people are saying, oh yes, but she's right. Mm. Rapists are bad. And like, yes, of course, we're not saying that's, and also yes, people shouldn't be killing children, but like this speech of hers.
Yeah, no. And it was an eye opener. I always assumed it because when Sky and I arrive at events and stuff, we're always welcome with such generosity. And when Sky told me about his treatment by people who didn't know who he was, you know what? He shouldn't be treated differently.
Exactly.
Because he's celebrity.
Word.
And this is our country. How is it that the people are behaving differently? I just want to listen to Colleen's viewpoint quickly.
Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Yeah.
This is Colleen from Waterfall.
Hi.
So as far as I understand with regards to Belinda McGaw, it's not just Belinda McGaw.
Yeah.
There are a few people on that group who have been implicated.
Oh, wow.
That means we have communities or groups of people in our country who are racist and do not belong in our country and need to be given eviction notices.
Mm.
We have a very high tolerance for racism and we really downplay it.
Yeah.
When this has gone viral nationally and internationally, we're having a light-hearted conversation, it seems, about it, when Belinda McGaw and her cronies need to be dealt with decisively.
Mm.
That and would be a part two of the conversation. Okay, yeah. It would be, what is to be done with the racists in South Africa?
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.